Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Welcome to the Laptop Empires Podcast featuring Mike Yanda and Bobby Hoyt. Sit back, relax, and learn how to make a crap load of money online.
I will fire clients.
Look, I'm just trying to stay married as hell.
Listen, man, if they can't sell without paid traffic, they sure as hell can't sell with it.
We always forget what we're talking about. Must be the wine.
I will earn that money back and destroy him.
Dude, if your internet's going to be boo-boo this entire time, I'm going to be mad.
Howdy and welcome to the Laptop Empires Podcast. We're your hosts, Mike Yanda and Bobby Hoyt. And today we're going to talk to you about work-life balance, which this is a really important topic for an entrepreneur.
I think. Yeah, it totally is. I've had great work-life balance and I've had horrific work-life balance the entire, like throughout the time that I've been doing this. Like it started off great and then it went terrible. And now it's like going back to like something that's actually like respectable.
Like good again.
Yeah. So it's cool. I'm glad we're going to talk about this because I think this is something that online business owners really struggle with a lot because you can always work on your business. And so I think this is a really kind of good and healthy thing to discuss.
Well, and I think it's something that business owners struggle with for a lot of different reasons. And one of the main reasons is probably because they're just not being efficient with their time and they're not working on the things that are important. But I think there's also a little bit of, you know, this idea of like, how hard do you need to work? How hard do you need to hustle in order to get results and to like make it happen?
Yeah. I think what it would be interesting, you know, there was a quote that you found, that kind of inspired this episode. Can we talk about that really quick? Because it was something that you mentioned and I was like, wow, he's totally right.
Yeah. I saw a tweet from Ramit Sethi of I Will Teach You to Be Rich. And, let me pull it up real quick. He just said, it's interesting to me that successful people often suggest to other people that they should find a work-life balance when they themselves didn't use balance to become successful. And so I read that and was like, that's so true. It's so true. And I don't know about, actually, it's probably like this a lot with bloggers, but I feel like in the online business space, because I think there's a line, like we always say your world, my world, like your world is bloggers and my world is like online business owners, which can be a lot of different things. But in the online business world, especially the coaches, consultants, those type of people, course owners, there's a lot of talk about work-life balance and there's a lot of woo-woo stuff that goes on and people talk about it all the time. And it's all about the 4-hour work week. You know, I love Tim Ferriss, but you know, everybody's about that. And then there's, you know, the flip side, I think like Gary Vee, I think it's interesting. I'm drinking a wine tonight recommended by Gary Vee, called Competitor Cab. And you know, it's like popular now to hate on Gary Vee for talking about how much you have to hustle. And I don't necessarily, like, I don't 100% agree with Gary, like the hustle your face off, but I don't totally agree with this whole really great work-life balance, work as little as you can mentality either.
Yeah, it's interesting because in the blogging world, especially a lot of people talk about work-life balance, even on Millennial Money Man. I've written about work-life balance many times. What I found though, because before we did this episode, I went and I looked really quick at like the stuff that I had written and a lot of it, it's like it ebbs and flows. Like sometimes I'm talking about like how you can't have work-life balance and be ultra successful. And then sometimes I'm talking about how like you should have more. So I think it's something that just, it changes over the course of your business, but I agree that I think there's a problem in the online business world where a lot of people are trying to sell that reality that you can start an online business, work 4 hours a week, which is like the 4-hour week thing is so frustrating to me because I've never had a week where I worked for 4 hours. Even when I'm on vacation, I work more than that. So I don't like, it's like something I'm chasing and I'm sure you've been chasing it too. And I'm like, I can't get to this. So are these people totally, are they BSing this whole thing? Like how are these people doing this? So I think that that's a problem.
I know a lot of people in the industry that do the whole laptop, you know, beat on the beach type vibe, and they're showing that on Instagram and all of that. And then I know what's really going on behind the scenes because I've talked to them and they're working crazy hours. They're not being honest. I just got back from vacation, and if I went too long without checking in or like looking over things, I started to stress out and I couldn't relax anymore. And so for me as an online business owner, I have to keep my fingers on it a little bit. I have to just do a little peek under the hood of my laptop every day just to make sure everything's okay. Because if not, it's on my mind. And if your business is taking up your mind space, then you're not relaxing. You're not unplugging.
Right. Let me ask you this. Is it possible to have great work-life balance and do something like what we have done?
I think so, but if that's the case, I haven't 100% found it yet. And so I think, but what I think is that I think it's possible, but it depends on when you achieve it, depends on what your goals are. It depends on what you'll be happy with. And I don't think it's possible in the early days. So to go back to that quote of how successful people are always telling others, you got to have work-life balance. You have to design your ideal lifestyle and build your work around your ideal lifestyle. But when in reality, the person offering that advice, that's not what they did to become successful. I think that's very true. You and I think are creating better lifestyles lately. And we're both putting a lot of effort into being more efficient with our time and unplugging. Yeah. Like we talk to each other about unplugging all the time. Melissa, your assistant who is the community manager for the side hustle course, like she's always telling us to like go chill out. So we're working on that. But I just feel like I'm just now getting to that place. And the way we got to this place where we don't have to stress about money anymore, we have a business we love and we're able to provide for our family and do the things we want to do, required us working our asses off around the clock, weird hours of the night, early in the morning, you know, skipping, you know, fun things. Like I don't know.
Yeah, totally unhealthy. But that's true. Yeah. I mean, it's funny because you said Melissa. Melissa told me that she reminded me to eat lunch today. Like how sad is that? Like she reminded me of lunch and I was like, oh, okay, I'm doing it. But man, there were so many times in my business early on when I remember waking up at 3 a.m. and checking my phone and answering like tweets and answering messages and emails at 3 a.m, totally unhealthy. The worst thing to do. Like I didn't have work-life balance for a long time, but I think that's an interesting point that you bring up. Like we're getting there now. But for a long time, we did have to take the Gary Vee approach. And everybody, you know, like a lot of people hate on him, like you said, but it's true. I think where it gets confusing with what Gary Vee talks about is like he makes it seem like that never ends. Like you always just have to continually just keep working and working and working your face off. When I don't think that that's true. But
and I don't think that's
people that are starting.
I don't think that's truly his message either. Right? Like here's my take on his message. And it's one of the reasons like I actually like him. I think he's very clear he's very clear about this is what I do because this is what I love and I couldn't not work this way. And I can relate to that a little bit. I don't like to unplug. I like to work. I have a harder time chilling because I want to go do things. I have stuff on my mind. And so he's like, my life, what I do isn't necessarily for everybody. But then the other thing where he talks about like, you just have to eat shit for years, right? Or you have to hustle your face off early on if you want to get the results. I agree with that, right? But at the same time, I don't think he's talking about the endless hours. I don't think he's really talking about working 18 hours a day. I think what he's talking about is you have to do the work and you have to make the sacrifices, right? Now, when he talks about stuff like, hey, if you've got a job and you've got kids, and that means that you need to sleep 2 less hours and you've got to work from 10 to midnight or 10 to 2 a.m. Yeah, I did that. Yeah. Like, I totally agree with that. But like, if you have left your job and you're at that point, like, then take advantage of that time, still do that. Like, I still did that, you know?
Yeah.
So I think people, you know, people like, you know, it's repulsion marketing or, you know, being polarizing, like they're going to take one stance or the other. And Gary definitely does that. But I think if you really listen to his message, I think he's just trying to get through to people that like, you have to work a lot harder than you think you have to work if you want to get to where he is or where we are. Right. Like, that's just the reality.
Yeah. I've always, it's funny because I've always been conflicted about this because I do, we talk about our worlds and everything. You know, when I was, so my first marketing client, jeweler, still have him. He is so into Gary Vee and he's always sending me Gary Vee messages and like stuff. And when I was in a position where like they were my only client and Millennial Money Man wasn't doing anything, I loved that stuff because it got me fired up.
Right.
And I was just like, man, I need this. And so I think that that's something good that Gary does. But you know, at the same time, I'm in this personal finance space where everybody wants to retire early and not work at all. And so it's like I've been in this kind of like weird dichotomy where it's like, I'm around a lot of people that think that working hard and working a lot is a negative. And then I'm around business owners that think that if you don't work hard, then that's a negative. You know what I mean? Like I've been in an interesting place with my business. And so my journey with work-life balance has changed a lot since I've been doing this because I was like, I didn't know which direction to go, but
yeah,
I think what I've realized is, especially now that you and I've been working together, like I'm just wired to work a lot. Like
But you and I both also like one, that's one of the reasons that we work well together is because we both just work, but we also are both like, we have conversations about how can I unplug? How can I be there more for the family or do that? Because we can relate with those struggles that we have. And I think it's a good point in that you have to know how you're wired. So yeah, there's a lot of people, you know, let's talk about fire for a minute, you know, people, you and I've had conversations about this so many times and, you know, there's bloggers and there's, you know, people that do this and they're like, you know, I want to, you know, I'm going to hit $1 million and then I'm going to invest it and I'm going to live off, you know, 4%. Yeah. And I remember talking to you and you were telling me about how people were doing this and how that was freedom, right? They were like, that's freedom. You're living off of this. You don't have to work. You can go do whatever you want. And I was like, man, to me, that feels like, that would feel like a prison. Right. Then I would have to restrict myself to live within that wage, you know,
for the rest
and
of
not,
life.
And not work. And then also not work, right? Like, what are you going to do? You know, like I, there's all kinds of things I love to do, but I like doing the work. I like building businesses. So I could never do that. Right. And then the other part of that is I'm wired to, you know, you and I've talked about, my biggest fear is that I won't know when to stop. Right. Yeah. Because every time we achieve something, it just moves the goalposts. Right. And that's, so when do you stop?
You and I already own multiple businesses and like you're 30, I turned 30 in 2 weeks. Like we're already overachieving in that way. I think the interesting thing, you know, I don't want to turn this into a personal finance podcast with the fire stuff. What I've noticed though, is that the people that are doing the fire thing, they're coming from like corporate gigs.
So they've been working. Yeah.
So they've been working in these like, you know, office jobs or whatever that are high stress. And so I think that they're like, I've been working for somebody else for a long time with no control over my life. And so I'm going to hit $1 million and I'm going to bail because like that's freedom. So I think that people that aren't entrepreneurs view the work-life balance thing very differently. I looked up an article that I did a long time ago. Fidelity did a study and it was 4 out of 10 millennial workers are willing to take a pay cut of $7,600 to achieve a better work-life balance. So most people, you know, or not most, you know, 40% of people in that survey that are young, like they'd take a pay cut. And I look at that and I'm like, as an entrepreneur, I don't think I'd do that. I think I would just try to like create more systems and processes and like create more, you know, hire somebody else or whatever. Like I would grow to try to create that work-life balance instead of shrink. You know what I mean?
And that's a great point. And I think that kind of segues into where we're at. So, you know, I'm going to keep bringing it back to this quote because I think it's important and it's what created this episode of that. What the people that have had success and are telling you, you need to have work-life balance. They have this work-life balance, how they didn't have balance to get there. And you and I, didn't have the balance to get there. We worked hard. We worked all crazy hours. I did it even before I was an entrepreneur, because I did it in law school. And then I did it when I was working and had a business. And then I did it when I had businesses and kids, you know, like I've just stayed in this weird life where I worked during the day and I spent some time with the family. And then my wife goes to bed and I keep working. And I've been doing that since law school.
Right.
But you know, that's what we did. And now that we're at this point where it's like, okay, we can pay off all of our debt. We can go on cool vacations. We can invest money. Now we're sitting here going, okay, we've reached that point. So how do we continue to grow, set our kids up, real ones in my case, and you know, theoretical ones in your case, you know, set our kids up for life. How do we do that, but also be present and be with them and spend time with our spouses, our wives, and my kids, you know? And for me, that's all been about, and for you too, it's been about creating leverage.
Yeah.
Finding people that can do some of the things you're doing and take those off your plate so that you can focus on the things that only you can do. Creating systems, creating automations, creating or outsourcing, hiring people, those sorts of things. And that's how we have started to create work-life balance. We're not slowing down that drive to grow that we both have and probably won't ever be able to turn off, but we're finding ways to, how do we achieve more than what we're already achieving in less time or less of our time?
Yeah. It's funny. As you were saying that, I think they're great points, but I was looking at the clock. I mean, like it's Thursday night at 9 PM right now. Like just so people understand, like Mike and I have been working all day and then we got off of a live training for the group, for the Facebook Side Hustle group
for
then,
an hour. Yeah.
And then we talked business for what, half an hour,
and had a meeting basically. Yeah.
Now we're recording too. And I think that that's pretty indicative of how, you know, we do this a lot. But I think, you know, one of the things that it goes back to is if you're wired a certain way to be an entrepreneur, like I can't imagine a time in my life, unless I'm just too old to do it, that I'm not going to own some kind of business, even if it's a really simple business or whatever. Like I want to create and keep creating and keep working. So it, like the work-life balance thing sounds really cool. But I think it's like you have to, as an entrepreneur doing what we do, you have to like create work-life balance in the context of what your business is. So it's like, we're not going to just not do anything all day.
Yeah.
We just can't do that.
So let's talk about, this is something I just thought of as you were talking. Let's talk about what people think work-life balance is and then how I kind of view work-life balance, because I think they're very different. I think a lot of people view work-life balance as the amount of hours you work versus the amount of hours you do whatever else you want to do in life. Mm-hmm. And I view work-life balance in the context of my family and what I do as in my flexibility to choose when I work and how I work, the ability to not work and go do things that I want to do at any time if I want to, and then to enjoy life experiences, right, at any point in time. Like, and part of that is to be able to afford them, right?
Yeah.
And so I think some examples, like I'm going to give a couple examples. My wife was going to have a Monday off of work about a month ago. And she was like, hey, what do you think about taking the boys to the zoo since I have the day off? And I said, hell yeah. And so I told my team, here's what needs done today. I'm going to the zoo. And we went to the zoo for the day and just hung out with the boys. And it was awesome. Right. Some other examples of like that, like, you know, you're sitting here talking about, hey, I'm about to turn 30 and we just want to go on a vacation, an unplanned vacation. And you're going to be able to do that. And your business is still going to be able to grow while you're gone.
Right.
You know, you know, another example, I'm a big, big football fan. I always wanted to have season tickets for A&M football games. I never really thought I'd be able to do that. And now I'm like, I'm going to be able to get season tickets. I'm going to be able to go to games when I want. My wife and I are going to start going to all the SEC venues, and then her family are Nebraska Cornhusker fans. So we're going to start going to all the Big Ten venues. So we're going to start like booking trips to go watch a football game. Right. And we can afford to do that. And so, or, you know, still in football, I called up my uncle and I said, as I'm a Steelers fan, I said, hey, I want to go see, you know, go to a game in Heinz Field in Pittsburgh. Yeah. I've never been to a game in Pittsburgh. And I was just like, do you want to go to a game this season? He's like, hell yeah. So we're just like going, you know? And so it's things like that where I want to take a day off, taking a day off. I want to go on a vacation. I'm going on a vacation. I want to go do something. I want to go have an experience or a trip or something. Then I'm going to be able to go do that. That to me is work-life balance. It's working when I want and, you know, living life when I want in the way I want.
I think it's the same for me now. I like that we encourage each other to go do that kind of stuff. Like that's something I think we've done that's, and I'd encourage anybody if you have a business partner or whatever, like it would be easy to fall into the trap of us just telling each other that we need to work harder and more all the time because we're both kind of wired that way. But I think we've done a kind of a conscious effort of like, no, you should go do that with your wife, or like, no, you should do that with your kids. Like, oh yeah, the zoo, that sounds cool. So I think that's a great thing that anybody can do. One of the things that, like for me early on, I actually got my first client, the jeweler, and I was making almost as much as I made as a teacher from that one client because I was doing so much work for them. So I actually went through this weird period where because I was in the personal finance space, I thought it was like, well, I'm making like this amount of money. I'm working way less hours than I used to work. Like, I'm just going to like shut it down. And I would go to coffee shops and like sit there and like write on the blog. And like, it was the most chill lifestyle ever.
Right.
And after about 3 or 4 weeks, I hated it. And it was the worst thing ever. I probably got a little depressed because it just wasn't like me. I was just doing it because it was like, oh, well, that's what the personal finance people say. And so one of my mentors, his name's David, he's about 50 years old. He owns a commercial real estate company. He invests in storage facilities, but he basically lectured me one day and was like, dude, you know, I was like 26 or 27 at the time. He was like, this is the time in your 20s and your 30s where you hustle and you work really, really, really hard. And then you're going, like, he was like, trust me, I'm at the point, I'm 50 now. Like, you're going to get to my age and you're not going to want to work as hard anymore. And so that actually was pretty profound for me, because then I was like, it switched my thinking on work-life balance as like more of a long-term game. If I put in the work now, like the balance can come later. Now you and I are able to, like, while we work a lot now, we're kind of like finding these pockets of work-life balance in between. But at 50, we're going to be set. Like, you and I are not going to have to worry about anything because we're working hard now.
But the flip side of that is we're not grinding at a job every day, hating life until we turn 65, and then waiting until then to go do the things we want to do in life. Instead, it's you wanted a boat, y'all got a boat, and you go boating. You know, my wife and I want to travel all over the world, so we're traveling all over the world. We're not waiting until we're 50 or 60 to go do that. We're doing it now. Yeah. So you can do both. You can work really freaking hard and hustle now and still enjoy life instead of waiting until, you know, you're retired. You know, one of the things, like, you know, you and I have talked about, I want to get a muscle car really bad.
Yeah.
Right. And my wife is kind of like, okay, you've always wanted to do this. Why all the rush all of a sudden? And I was like, because it used to be this thing that I was going to do one day when I was older, and now I can afford it and I never thought I would. So why put it off? Why not have 20 more years of enjoyment of that? Or why not enjoy it now? And I'm probably going to enjoy it more now in my 30s than I would in my 50s or 60s. Maybe not, but you know, so there's so much to all of this, but I think like the core thing is just, if you're a business owner right now, like, you have to make sacrifices. And I love the idea of designing the lifestyle you want and building the lifestyle you want, but you have to reach some level of success first. And nobody can define that for you. You have to find out what that is for yourself. But you need to make that cash before you start worrying about the perfect work-life balance. You need to go put in the extra hours when you know, Ben, right? Ben that, you know, is one of the experts in our community, is a perfect example of this. He just left his job. He just hired his first employee. But when he started, you know, when he started working with us, he still had his full-time job. And he's like, I would do sales calls on the commute to work. I would do sales calls during my lunch hour. I would do sales calls on the commute home. I would be with my family when I got home. And then the minute I put the kids to bed and my wife went to bed, I would work. And then I would wake up and do it again. And he did that for a couple of years. And now he's doing something he never thought he'd be able to do. And so you've got to be willing. Maybe it doesn't even have to be that extreme. Like, but the point is, like, you've got to put the work in. And anybody that's promising you otherwise is full of shit.
Yeah, that's true.
Straight up.
Yeah. And I'm going to talk to the bloggers for a second, because it's something that I actually wrote a post on this very recently. I think it dropped today, about, like, should you start a blog as a side hustle or not? And as I was kind of reflecting on it, and I went through this, like, this process of, like, you know, in the first couple of months I made $3, and then in the next couple of months I made like $300 from Millennial Money Man. And then I scaled it to a point where it was 10 to 15,000 per month. And then in January, you know, with Millennial Money Man and the courses and everything combined, we did like 155,000. And that all happened in 3 years. Like, I've worked myself to the bone for the past 3 years. And I'm not saying that everybody can do this and do it in 3 years, but like every blogger that anybody knows that's like really successful, they worked extremely, extremely hard for a period of time. And then now all the work-life balance stuff and dream life stuff that you're seeing is the result of all of that work. So when it goes back to
100%.
When it goes back to the original question of, like, you know, can you be successful and still have work-life balance? I don't know if you can, but I can tell you from my own experience, if you really hustle and put in the work for, let's say 5 or 6 or 7 years, that's not that long of a time in the grand scheme of life. And then you can, after you've built something incredible, then you have the rest of your life to enjoy it.
Yeah. So to wrap this, we've still got a few minutes, but just to kind of like put us into our last topic, let's talk about, like, how do you create that work-life balance and what does it look like? I think the first thing that you have to do is you have to be honest with yourself about how you're wired, what your DNA is, what makes you happy, and you have to live that. And part of that is knowing, what do you want your quality of life to be? How much money do you need to live the life that you want? And for me, like, it's almost like a game. Like, some people play video games, you and I play business, right?
It's true.
Like, so for me, like, I want to keep growing that number. It's all about the big numbers, you know, because I want to see how big can I make it. So for me, it'll never stop.
Yeah.
But for some people, some people want to live in a van down by the river. And so they're content. They know this is the point I want to reach. And once I reach there, I just need to maintain it. And so maybe they can, if you know this is my magic number or my magic, whatever quality of life, I want this kind of house, this kind of car, this kind of whatever, then you can get to that point and then pull back. Right.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people do that. You see that a lot in my world. You see that a lot in the blogging community where they're like, okay, I reached this point and now I'm going to cut my hours way, way back and maintain that level. And that's awesome. There's nothing wrong with that. Go do that. But that's not how you and I are. And some people are like that and some people aren't. So the first part is you have to know what you really want, because that's what determines when you create your work-life balance.
I love that. And it's funny is, like, as you're talking through that, I know we've talked about FIRE and for people that don't know that is financially independent, retired early. There's a whole, like, blogging community around that. The one thing that they do, they own it. Like, they do their van by the river thing. And they're like, this is my life. This is the lifestyle I want. And I'm going to, like, put it out there. And I want to do this. I think entrepreneurs.
And that's awesome.
Yeah. I think entrepreneurs don't do that though. I think some entrepreneurs, like, I think the Gary V's, like, they own it. But I think a lot of people in the middle are like, you know, I want to work a lot, but, like, society, I'm a millennial. I'm not supposed to be working a lot or whatever. And I think that's a great point that you brought up. I mean, if you just figure out how you're wired and then you own it, and then you kind of figure out how to make it work within the context of your life with your family, your kids or whatever, then that's a great balance. And you can find happiness there, which I think is a great thing.
Yep. And so then the next step is you have to create your systems, you have to create consistency, and you need to learn how to leverage your time. And this doesn't matter whether you want, like, I'm going to reach this lifestyle if I can have a location independent online business that I earn $50,000 a year, I'm happy. And now I just have to maintain that, or I want to make six figures, or I want to make stacks on stacks, whatever it is. Like, at any time you reach one of those points, you then have to learn how to leverage your time and how to shrink and become more efficient.
Yeah.
And so that can come in a lot of forms. First is you need to cut the fluff. And actually, this is important when you're starting out and you're hustling and you're working hard too. You need to focus on the things that move the needle, the things that are actually important. And it's kind of funny because, like, you and I at times, like, we spent a lot of time on our logo for our business and we spent a lot of time on the music for the podcast and things that we would normally tell people not to worry about, but we'd already kind of made it in a sense,
right?
So that it was like, okay, we can afford to take the time to do that. But if you're just getting started out, don't worry about the business cards, the logo, all that kind of stuff. Worry about the things that make you money and nothing else. And so you've got to focus on the right things. And then what you need to start doing is you got to figure out, of the stuff that I'm doing, the first thing you do, you go through a process. You write out everything you do. And here's this is actually going to be a really cool practical tip people can take away. Okay. If you own a business right now, I want you to get a big old fat stack of post-it notes. And every time you do a task, I want you to write that task down on a post-it note and stick it on your desk and just start a pile of post-it notes. At the end of the month, I want you to spread them all out, stick them all on a door or a wall or something. And the first thing I want you to do is create a delete pile. What are the things that I do that add no value, that do not grow my business? And I want you to take all those and throw them in the trash. The next thing I want you to do is figure out, which of these things can I automate or delegate? Okay. If you can automate them using software or whatever, then you need to put them in a stack and you need to start automating those things and creating systems. If there's something you can delegate, you need to start turning them into written checklists that you can then give to somebody else when you eventually hire somebody, virtual assistant of some sort. Okay. And then what you should be left with is the things that only you can do. And those need to become the things that you focus on and the only things that you focus on. And that's how you really start to create that work-life balance, is by, and create that leverage. It's by identifying the things that are your superpowers, of the things that only you can do, and then eliminating, delegating, or automating the rest.
Love that. I love that. I think that's a pretty good place to wrap. You know, has been a fun one.
Drop the mic right there.
No. I just think this is a great topic. I think it's one of those things that's going to keep evolving for us in our businesses. But I think it's something that definitely you got to think about. If you're an entrepreneur, if you're an online entrepreneur, you've got to think about this work-life balance thing, figure out how it works for you. And then one thing when you were talking about that, you were saying, like, on your first business, don't worry about all the stuff, like the logos and all that stuff. The Millennial Money Man logo was drawn out on a napkin. And then I paid somebody $100 to, like, turn it around. And I maybe spent 30 minutes on that whole project on the Biggie Snugs logo for Laptop Empires. I don't even know how many hours we spent on it, but it was like, it was so fulfilling to do that. But it was just, it's funny how it's like, that was a luxury item for us to spend, like, way too much time on this teddy bear logo thing. That's awesome. It was my favorite thing in the business. So it's a great point.
Yeah, for sure. Well, everybody, thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate your support of the podcast. Do us a favor, leave us a comment. We like to get to know y'all, to talk to y'all. You know, by the time you're listening to this podcast, if you've been following us, you've listened to our community podcast, you know how much we really enjoy to connect with y'all and get to know you. So please leave us a comment. Let us know what you think. Subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. Leave us a review. We appreciate it. We've had so many great reviews and responses to the podcast already. And it motivates us to keep producing good content for y'all. So we really appreciate it. So thank you for your support, and we will catch you next episode.
Later.
You've been listening to the Laptop Empires podcast with Mike Yonda and Bobby Hoyt. For more information and the resources mentioned in this episode, go to laptopempires.com/podcast.
We out.